Hi, please give us your first name.
Hi, yes, this is Robert in New York.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Joanne?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Hi, Judy. Hi.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. You know, I have been sitting here, and I can't tell you the amount of energy that is just pulsing through me, and it's not so much a energy of excitement as it is sort of it's like this internal energy. It's just like a knowing, and it's you know what all of us, I'm sure, on this call and in one way or another have been moving towards in our lives, more than likely for years, if not decades. And there was one man who spoke earlier, and I apologize. It was one. I don't know if it was Chuck or if it was Bob. It's one of the first couple refers. He's talking about he and his wife and certain visions that they had been presented to them several years ago, and now they see those possibilities and those visions coming to fruition here in the very near future. So I'm sure that we all have things like that within ourselves, and so I think that that's part of what I'm feeling. And it's that sort of crescendo right before the manifestation, you know, it's that crescendo of energy. And I'm, I've known Tom. Actually, Tom, I looked it up a little while ago in the database, and it was 8 years ago that we first talked, almost to the week.
Wow.
It was, February 18th, 2000, which is an interesting day because that adds up to a 22. So, anyway, I thought I'd throw that in. But so I've known Tom, obviously, for quite a while, and I certainly had great respect for him from the very beginning. And it was about probably 5 years ago that I read The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then about 3.5 years ago, I think it was, when Tom was involved in another group, and then he sort of went off and started creating Freedom Club. And I wanted to get involved. I just couldn't at that point because of finances. So I did get involved. It's been almost 3 years now. And certainly since that time, studying a lot more and learning a lot more about all of this. And seeing the club evolve has been just an amazing experience. It's not only the club itself and the structure and the people involved and the vision and all of the great energy and also all of the bumpy times. I mean, we all know, you know, those of us who've been around at least a year and a half, 2 years know that it's, you know, there's been some bumpy times, certainly in relation to some of the members and their frustration at moments. And yet I feel that even that has been a learning experience, and I'm sure for all of us, certainly for myself personally. And I think at this point, for me, what is really exciting me, yes, the funding is obviously, for all of us, is going to be an incredible release of energy and use of energy for the projects we want to do and the people that we want to help and all of that. This other aspect, though, of freedom, I find almost as exciting, if not as exciting. There's a teenage kid who did some work up here for me in the yard this last summer, and also the summer prior. And he's like 17 now, and he just got, you know, he got into some trouble. And so I went down, and he comes from a really horrible family life, and his father's in prison, and, you know, his mother is, we just got out of rehab, et cetera. So I went down with his uncle last night to court just to be with him and support him. And I wrote a letter, and his aunt and uncle wrote a letter to the judge, and, you know, explaining the whole situation, et cetera, and trying to get this guy some help. And to go in there and sit in there, and this is in a small town, this is not New York City, and that the court, after all of that, and us showing up and us writing the letters and doing all that and asking the court to help do something, that they didn't really do anything. They reprimanded him. They lessened the sentence a little bit and blah, blah, blah. And then they're going to send him to some probation officer or something. Anyway, but it was the system. It was just another demonstration of the system, how it is. it really does not deal with people on an emotional or spiritual level. It's not there for their well-being. It's not there to help nurture them or really find them, really, and help define a path that can lead, particularly the young people, into a direction that's going to benefit them. And so that they can then give back to society. So for me, this whole thing with the freedom, I feel, it is really important, and I think it's an incredible evolvement for the club in general and the potential of it. The reason why I wanted to become a referrer is that, well, first of all, I've known for probably a year and a half or so that there'd be at least a dozen people right away that I would bring in once funding started, I would bring into the club, and I would help to in the education process and all of that. When I got the email, I don't know when it was, what, 3-4 weeks ago, whenever that email went out about the Gold program, my first reaction was, and I say reaction as opposed to response, but it was a reaction, and just feeling, oh, man, I've got this list of, you know, 30, 35, 40 projects, whatever it is in my list, and once the funding starts, I'm going to be nuts with everything that I want to do, and I'm not going to have time to do that, blah, blah, blah. That was my, and then I, you know, a little while later, I thought about it. I thought, you know, no. I said, really, what I want to do here in this situation is to help give back to the club. And because of not only the benefit that I've derived from the club to give back energetically, but also to help those who are now involved in the club, meaning certainly the consultants and the other referrers and directors, et cetera, because they're going to need it once the funding begins. We all know that. And but also to help those who are going to be coming into the club. I feel that it's a real give and take, that the club is going to provide each one of us with so much. And I just felt that it, you know, Judy, I think you mentioned that you said when you became a consultant, I believe that it just felt right. I believe
exactly,
it was.
Exactly, Robert.
Yeah.
Exactly. It just was the right thing to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that's really why I made the choice. And there's many other reasons also, because of the quality of people, because of the quality of the vision, all of the things that have been expressed. But really the main thing was really the giving back. So that's really what I had to say about that.
Thank you, Robert. You're so special to us. Thank you.
Well, thank you.